Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, mid-90s, with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows around 74. As we enter Saturday, sunny, chance of storms in the afternoon. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. A Kansas legislator accused of kicking a high school student in the testicles has surrendered his state substitute teacher's license. Republican State Representative Mark Samsel of Wellsville said Wednesday that extreme stress caused what he called an isolated episode of mania with psychotic features. Samsel disclosed in a Facebook post that he's seen mental health professionals over the past 3 months and surrendered his substitute teacher's license effective this past Tuesday. Samsel faces 3 misdemeanor criminal charges of battery following what local prosecutors described as rude, insulting, or angry interactions with 2 Wellsville High School students. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Police say a Kansas man threw his girlfriend's caged miniature poodle into a river. The Leavenworth Times reports witnesses rescued the dog on Monday. Police say the 24-year-old man tossed the kennel dog into the Missouri River at Riverfront Park in Leavenworth. Police arrested the man for animal cruelty. A Leavenworth police spokesman says the man took his girlfriend's 3 dogs after a fight. Her chihuahua was spotted running loose at another park. Her brindle pug terrier was with her boyfriend's family. Police say an Olathe man who was hit by a vehicle in the Kansas City suburb over the weekend has died from his injuries. KCTV reports the 62-year-old Joseph Miller was hit around 20 minutes to 10 Saturday morning near Old 56 and Parker Street. Paramedics rushed him to an area hospital with critical injuries. Police said this week that Miller had died from his injuries. The driver involved in the crash stayed on the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as 2-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. Nebraska state officials offering bigger incentive packages to try and get people to work in the state's prisons, veterans' homes, and other facilities which require around-the-clock staffing. The Omaha World Herald reports that state officials say the more generous bonuses are a short-term solution to keep the state competitive while they look for a longer-term fix to the labor shortage and a growing number of vacancies. One union official says higher wages, not temporary bonuses, are the only real fix for staffing shortages at facilities such as the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. Search crews are looking for a missing 7-year-old boy believed to have fallen into the Missouri River. Rescue teams and police were called just before 6 o'clock Tuesday evening after the boy went missing at NP Dodge Park along the riverside in North Omaha. Police say the boy, identified by police as Abby Goering, was at the park with family members last seen playing in the river. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A recall petition has been filed with the Nemaha County Clerk's Office for Amy Sutbeck, Position 1 Board Member, USD 115, Nemaha Central. Submitted July 12, signatures are being verified, which will determine if the question goes to the November 2nd general election ballot. Voters would then determine yes or no if Sutbeck should retain her seat, which will be up for re-election on the same ballot. She won a majority of votes in a Tuesday primary with 82, while the other three candidates shared 53 votes total. Allegations of not allowing parents to make decisions regarding health care of their children and a violation of a Senate bill requiring a prompt appeal hearing were cited in the petition. Two members of the three-person recall committee were candidates receiving votes in Tuesday's primary, which resulted in Sutbeck gaining the most votes and a second-place tie between Doug Dollinghouse and John Howard. COVID counts locally continue increasing, with Marshall County showing 21 positive cases, including one hospitalization as of Monday. That was up 4 from a week earlier, double that of 2 weeks back. Washington County has 4 active cases as of Monday. Some of these are the more contagious Delta variant. Nemaha County at 43 positive with one hospitalization was almost double in positive counts of last week's. Vaccination efforts continue for those 12 and older. Area schools are determining protocols for fall classes, which begin soon. Union Pacific Big Boy Steam Locomotive will depart Cheyenne, Wyoming Thursday, August 5th on a month-long multi-state tour that will include Nebraska and Kansas. An overnight stop is planned Sunday, August 8th in February, arriving at 5 p.m. with departure Monday morning at 9. Big Boy will pass through Marysville at about 9:30 Monday, but is not scheduled to stop until noon for a half hour at Onega. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society has posted a watch point southeast of town on the group's Facebook site. The full schedule and timeline is online at up.com/heritage/steam/schedule. A series of listening tour stops hosted by Kansas Corn will include Marshall County on August 10th. Dinner stops in the state will include Goodland, Garden City, Lawrence, and Fredonia, as well as Marysville, Tuesday, August 10th, beginning at 6 p.m. Corn and ag issues will be highlighted. Anyone interested can learn more at kscorn.com or contact the Kansas Corn office at 785-410-5009. Blue Valley Technologies is hosting a series of meetings on cyber hacking and threats to local businesses. Jerry Horton will discuss vulnerabilities and strategies for increasing online security. The free meetings, open to the public, will be Wednesday, August 11th, with a complimentary breakfast served at the Blue Valley Technologies office in Home City beginning at 8 a.m. RSVP courtesy is appreciated. Additional meetings next week are planned in Topeka, Manhattan, and Salina. An open house in Washington County next Thursday, hosted by NextEra Energy, will address the proposed High Banks Wind Energy Center in Washington and Republic Counties. Residents are invited to stop in anytime August 12th, 6 till 8:30 p.m. at the FNB Bank in Washington to meet with NextEra staff regarding the project. Additional information is online at highbankswind.com. KansasDepartmentForAgingAndDisabilityServices.com. A fire Wednesday morning south of Beatrice along Lakeview Lane resulted in significant damage. The blaze reportedly started in a garage area but quickly spread. Residents of a home were able to escape safely around 2 a.m. Wymore and Blue Springs fire departments provided mutual aid, including tanker trucks, transporting and pumping water to the location southwest of Beatrice Country Club. Cause of the fire yet to be determined. Brady Mills, age 23, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Aurora, Kansas, St. Peter's Cemetery. Visitation Thursday noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brady Mills. Ruth A. Lovell, age 83, of Beatrice, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 9:30 a.m. at Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Lovell. Mary Ann Shirley, age 90, of Vermilion, passed away December 15th. A celebration of life service is planned this Saturday, August 7th, 2 until 4 at the Axtell American Legion for Mary Ann Shirley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, spaghetti, French bread, mixed salad, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, fried chicken, beans, coleslaw, and rosy applesauce. Key NDY News Time 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an upper-level shortwave moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest, just isolated showers and thunderstorms across the area for this Thursday, as well as cloudy skies. That system will move off towards the east, high-pressure system overhead for tomorrow before a low moves into the area for the weekend, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms Saturday into Saturday night. Upper-level ridge moves in starting tomorrow through the weekend, even to the early parts of next week. We will see temperatures back into the 90s. So across the area, cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s, around 90. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 90s. Tomorrow night, clear, mid 70s. For Saturday, sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 93. And Saturday night, scattered storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 69. The record low, 42. Sunset this evening at 8:35. Sunrise in the morning, 6:31. A cloudy overcast, it's 68 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
The defending champs rebound in a big way, and another U.S. Olympic record in track. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A night after they were shut out at home by the Astros, the Dodgers used the long ball to close out a contentious two-game series at Chavez Ravine.
Will Smith with a fly ball to right field. Brantley going back, way back, at the wall, and it is gone!
The call on KLAC, the Dodgers hit four home runs. Ace Max Scherzer had a solid debut with his new team after being acquired in a trade, striking out 10 on 109 pitches over seven innings. L.A. outlasted Houston 7-5. In the desert, the Giants' offense got back on track.
And the 3-1 pitch, swinging. There's a shot to right field, high and deep, and goodbye!
On KNBR, Alex Dickerson went deep for the second time in three games against the D-backs. San Fran Cruz passed Arizona 7-1 to retain its 3.5-game lead on the Dodgers. At the Tokyo Olympics, American Ryan Crouser broke his own Olympic record to take gold in men's shot put. Crouser's last try, 23.3 meters, surpassed his previous mark of 22.5, set at Rio in 2016. Allison Felix posted the third fastest time in the women's 400-meter semifinal to punch her ticket to the final. The American A-team, April Ross and Alex Kleinman, advanced to the gold medal match in women's beach volleyball with their straight sets victory over Switzerland. And the U.S. men's basketball team routed Australia 97-78 to advance to the gold medal game. Back to baseball. A trade deadline move by the Mets continued to pay off.
One ball, two strikes pitch. Baez hits one in the air, deep to right. Back for it goes De La Cruz. It's gone!
On WCBS, Javier Baez's go-ahead home run in the eighth helped the Mets stop a three-game slide with a 5-3 win over the Marlins. Mets retain their one-and-a-half-game lead over Philly. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
A replay of the state AA Legion Baseball Tournament. Marysville post 163 games at Pittsburgh last week. Available for download on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Calling all Marysville kindergarten through sixth graders. Are you ready for a fun night? Come join Marysville Berean Church Kids Night Out at Lions Park three Sundays in a row, July 25th, August 1st, and August 8th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We will have slime night, water and rocket night, even a movie night. Enjoy fun outdoor games while you learn about Jesus. A free supper will be served each night at 5:30. So kindergarten through sixth graders, make plans to join Kids Night Out. Teaching kids to live for Christ.
The Agency on Aging reminds you Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the Agency on Aging office for further details at 562-2020. Free rides to Marshall County residents throughout the month of August, funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. beef and pork exports brought critical returns to the corn and soybean industries in 2020. That according to an independent study conducted by World Perspectives and released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. According to the study, U.S. beef and pork exports added 41 cents per bushel to the value of corn and $1.06 per bushel to soybeans in 2020. Dean Meyer, who produces corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs near Rock Rapids, Iowa, said as the study indicates, his farm gains from red meat exports and the price of every acre of crop that he grows. Red meat exports are vital to his family's operation. Corn and soybean producers support the international promotion of U.S. pork, beef, and lamb by investing a portion of their checkoff dollars into market development efforts conducted by the USMEF. The funding leveraged was support from pork and beef checkoff programs as well as USDA. Senators Chuck Grassley and Tina Smith yesterday introduced the Healthy Dog Importation Act. The Iowa Republican and Minnesota Democrats say the bill would expand USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service program by providing additional tools to monitor and safeguard the health of dogs imported into the country. Grassley said the bill will expand an already existing program to ensure that all dogs entering the country are healthy and not at risk of spreading dangerous diseases. Smith said mitigating the spread of foreign diseases in dogs will help keep domestic and wild animals healthy. Now, in addition, the legislation would require every imported dog to have a certificate of veterinary inspection from a licensed veterinarian. The health certification must certify that the dog had received all required vaccinations and demonstrated negative test results. The legislation would also create an online database containing documentation and import permits to ensure dogs entering the U.S. are being properly screened. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. You know, Wednesday was kind of a tough day for our grains. Soybeans held on to some nice gains, but corn and Kansas City wheat did not finish well. Kansas City wheat bounced around a bit, just couldn't keep a rally going and finished sharply lower. September down 13 and a quarter at 694 and a quarter. December down 13 and a quarter at 705 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat was also down. Chicago wheat was lower too. September corn down 4 3/4 at 545 and 3/4. December down 5 at 546 and 3/4. Soybeans were the bright spots. September beans up 8 and a quarter at 1332. November beans up 6 at 1325 and 3/4. And all of the back months were good in soybeans. The products were mixed. September soybean meal was up $4 at $351.50. October was up $4.30 at $350.60. September bean oil, though, was down 13 points at $62.32. October down 22 at $61.76. So it turned out not to be a happy day for soybean oil. But the meal finished well, as did the beans themselves. And we turned to the livestock complex. We saw some pretty nice moves for cattle. Hogs did not have a good day. October live cattle up 82, 128.97. December up 75 at 133.95. The back months were all positive. September feeders up 35, 162.87. October up 40 at 165.45. Again, the back months were all good. Hogs were the tough part. October hogs down 125 at 90.12. December hogs down 72 at 83.52. So not the best day for hogs, but cattle had a pretty decent day. And it was a tough day in the energies market. September crude oil down 249 at 68.07. October down 232 at 67.71. We saw some pressure on unleaded gas and heating oil, too. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
We growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at AgriPro Wheat.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring their annual customer appreciation sale today. Nearly 2,000 head of cattle are expected, with 25 open weight cows, 11 black and red fall calving cows running age, 35 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 3 to 5, 60 Charolais and red steers and heifers weighing 3.5 to 6, 10 mixed steers off grass 4.5 to 550, 32 black steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 6, with 50 weighing in at 5 to 7. 25 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7.50. 15 shorthorn steers and heifers, 6 to 6.5. 12 Erfurt steers weigh 6 to 6.50. 100 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7.50. 27 black steers off grass weigh 6 to 7.50. 75 black steers, 6 to 8. And 25 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 175 black and red steers and heifers, 6 to 9. 75 black yearling steers and heifers, 6.50 to 7.75. 17 red steers weigh 7 to 7.50. 50 black and Charolais steers and heifers, 7 to 8. 25 black steers off grass, 7 to 8.50. 40 black and Charolais steers and heifers weigh 7 to 9.50. 30 black steers and heifers off grass, 7.50 to 8. 45 mixed heifers off grass, 7.50 to 8. 62 black and red yearling steers, 7.75 to 8. 122 black and red yearling heifers, 8 to 8.50. 60 black heifers, 8 to 8.5. 65 black steers off grass, 8.25 to 8.50. 20 black heifers off grass, 8.25 to 8.50. 50 black and Charolais cross steers off grass, 8.25 to 8.75. 43 black steers weigh 8.5 to 9. 12 black steers off grass, 8.50 to 9. 43 black and Charolais steers off grass, 8.50 to 9. 120 black yearling heifers weigh 9 to 9.50. 120 black steers, 9 to 9.5, 15 weighing in at 9 to 9.5, 60 black steers and heifers, 9 to 9.50, and 64 black steers off grass, 9 to 9.50. Coal cows start at 11. Customer appreciation sale today offers a free lunch for sale producers. Marysville Livestock Incorporated invites you to their customer appreciation sale today.
Think it takes a lot of specialized equipment to can food at home? We will run down the surprisingly short list of basics today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 5th, the 217th day of the year. Astronaut Neil Armstrong was born in 1930, and Cleveland became the first city with electric traffic lights on this day in 1914. Have you avoided learning how to can food because of the complicated equipment required? Actually, there are only a few items that are really necessary. Aside from canning jars with lids and rings, the only truly specialized tools are a jar lifter, exactly what its name implies. Supplies, and a jar funnel for getting your pickles, peaches, or veggies into the jars. You may already have the other tools you'll need. A large deep pot, a ladle, and a dish towel or two. Just a few basics that can start you on the road to a lifetime of satisfying food preparation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about canning at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY. It's 68 with a cloudy overcast. Middle 80s on the high side again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Baseball wins yesterday for the Wichita Wind Surge and the Kansas City Royals. We'll start with the boys in blue. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer, and the Kansas City Royals went deep four times to beat the Chicago White Sox 9-1. Kansas City ended a four-game losing streak, while the AL Central leading White Sox lost for the eighth time in 13 games. Salvador Perez launched his 27th homer in the third inning, tying his career high. Royals back in action today, wrapping up the series with the Chicago White Sox. First pitch this evening at 7:10. The Wichita Wind Surge won their third straight game yesterday with a walk-off single to complete a comeback 7-6 at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. The Surge increased their division lead to four games over second-place Arkansas with the win. The series with Midland continues tonight, first pitch at 7:05. Kansas Mid-American at Work Sports.
Hey, replay the state AA Legion Baseball Tournament. Marysville post 163 games at Pittsburgh last week. Available for download on our website at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Pick my clothes up, grab my suitcase. Never look back at the look on your face. I just took off. Gotta be someplace I can go to. Help me forget about how much I love you. Maybe Dallas, San Antonio, a two-lane highway. Radio up, pedal Sometimes in Texas, ain't nothing out there. A man could get lost, headed for nowhere. That's where I'm going without. At least the long nights won't desert me. If I got nobody, ain't nobody gonna hurt me. Hello, honey, it's been a long time. I'm out of her life.